had the old mess around there.
Do you have any term that would cover all those kind of birds like that?
Just a flock of them, of birds, that's what we call them.
And a hen that was on the nest of eggs, you
she was
them?
A setting.
Yeah. What used to keep your chickens?
Well, they just like I said, they stayed all over the place. Of course, we had a chicken house for them, built for them, with we called it a chicken roost. It had roost in it for them to go in there, get up on them roost poles and roost.
Well, what about your biddies? Where would you keep them?
Well, you kept them in the old hens. Back in my days, I kept them in the chicken coop. We shut them up in the chicken coop, and the old hens would take care of them. Now they use incubators. Not incubators, but breeders.
The kind of, we were talking about chickens, what do you used to call that, you know, the bone that the kids like to get pulled apart?
That's a pulley bone.
You remember the superstition that went with that? You remember how that thing went?
Well, I don't know about the superstition, but if you'd make a wish, you'd hold a pulley bone under the table and bring it off, and we got to... I've had youngs doing that, but I don't know about the superstition.
You got any name for them? Say all the inside parts of a chicken that are edible, like the liver and the maybe the gizzard and the heart. Any name that term it will cover?
The thighs and the legs and the breast and the wings and the.
What about the inside parts there, like that are all of them that are edible, all the inside?
No, just the liver and the heart and the stuff like
that. They call them innards.
Well, if you want to.
That's for a teeth, huh?
Innards.
Use that word.
Is that? Yeah.
Now, let's see. You have any, you say if it's time to go out and feed the, at night, and feed the stock, and do your chores, what would you call that time? You have a name for that time?
Well, I don't know we have a name for that time, but it was just what we always, it's time to go feed the stock. And that meant the whole thing, chickens and what have you.
Ask you now about some calls that you might make to animals. If you wanted to get, say, cows to come in from a pasture, you have any call that you would use to call cows in?
Well, if your name, we always call her by her name and call her by, Cool Daisy, come on, Daisy.
Something like that, yeah.
What about you? Call her by her name and she'd come.
Yeah. If you wanted to get her to stand still, say you're milking, what would you
do? So, back your foot. So I can milk you.
What about if you were calling a calf? Did you have anything?
Call him by his name, just like a bulldog or whatever his name was. Call him just like that. You'd just call him and that'd be it.
And what about if you were going to get your horses to go right or left when they were plowing?
G and haw.
Which one?
G was to the right and haw was to the left. And if you wanted him to stop, you say whoa. Or
what about to make him go faster?
Hit him with a limb.
They can move on.
Yeah.
Do you have any special call to get them in from pasture horses?
Well, we generally called him by his name. If it was Toby, we called him Toby.
Whistle.
Huh? And whistle to him. And if he come, if the way you get a horse to come to you like that, if you'd whistle and call him, and you'd have a piece of candy to give to him. And you wouldn't take, he could be out yonder a quarter of a mile from him in a bunch of horses. And you could call him by his name, he knew it was a piece of candy, he'd come. But don't fool him on it too many times. Not have a piece of candy for him whenever you got there to call him.
What about if you wanted to call your hogs at feeding time?
Pig!